From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Is the Keystone State key to the election? President Biden's been in Pennsylvania today, and tomorrow he returns for two campaign stops in the battleground state. ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with the president.
Speaking to steelworkers, Biden touting his work on the economy and taking swipes at his opponent.
492,000 new jobs so far in Pennsylvania alone.
Biden's leaning into his working-class roots on a three-day swing through this must-win state, greeting construction workers in Pittsburgh, visiting his childhood home in Scranton, where he told voters he understands them.
The president told union steelworkers in Pittsburgh he would stop any attempted takeover of U.S. steel by a Japanese company and might boost tariffs on Chinese steel. Former President Trump just visited eastern PA, Lehigh County, last weekend. Senate Democrats voted quickly to dismiss articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They declared border security allegations didn't amount to high crimes and misdemeanors required under the Constitution. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
We've set a very unfortunate precedent here. This means that the Senate can ignore, in effect, the House's impeachment.
President Biden endorsing House Speaker Johnson's move to hold separate votes on separate funding bills, including military aid for Ukraine this week. Cybersecurity experts suspect Russia in this, says ABC's Quinn Owen.
They're called Sandworm, a group of Russia-backed hackers believed to have compromised a water utility facility in Texas, causing one of their water tanks to overflow. According to cybersecurity experts at Mandiant, a division of Google, Sandworm has been actively supporting Russia in its war against Ukraine. While a direct connection to the Russian government has not been proven, experts say those responsible are clearly aligned with Russian military intelligence.
You're listening to ABC News. This Texas woman has been sentenced to prison over what prosecutors say happened to a man who thought he'd found the love of his life online. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Prosecutors say it was a classic romance scam. Lorraine Marie Rue has admitted to bilking a man she had met through social media out of $1.2 million over the course of 16 months. Her guilty plea has gotten her a four-year prison sentence.
Rue claimed the money was for medical bills. A bizarre Hollywood lawsuit has been settled.
When Peter Rosa and Connor Wolfe rented the 2019 movie yesterday,
do you genuinely not know who the Beatles are?
They were horrified to find out that actress Ana de Armas wasn't in it. They said they only rented it because she's in the movie's trailer and they wanted to see her. But her role had been cut, so they sued Universal for false advertising. And after a couple of years and hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, the case has been settled. Variety points out that Rosa and Wolf's argument was gaining traction with the judge, but a ruling against them put them on the hook for part of Universal's legal fees, almost $500,000. Terms of the settlement weren't disclosed. Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
Canadian officials today arrested nine people and issued search warrants for three others in connection with a nearly $15 million gold heist from the Toronto Pearson International Airport exactly 1 year ago. So far, police have only recovered six pure gold bracelets worth $65,000, just a fraction of the heist. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.